Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
The Vancouver Art Gallery presents Parviz Tanavali, Poets, Locks, Cages, the first major Canadian exhibition of works by the Iranian-born, Vancouver-based artist, Parviz Tanavali. The exhibition brings together over 100 major works, representing his six-decade career, and spans the full breadth of his practice from sculpture and painting to printmaking and mixed-media assemblages. To learn more about this exhibition, visit fanartgallery.bc.ca.
Hey, my name's Katie. You want some cool new music to listen to? Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, come hang out with me every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Raccoon City's where I'll be. Hope to see you there.
Oh yeah, Wandering Rhythms here, still live, still on the radio, and well, we just it's like three fifths of the way through the horror spectacular show right here. Didn't bring any crazy sound effects my voice. The music's freaky enough. Isn't it? So, this is like a break from the dread, sort of. The background is slightly dreadful. This is Elegy for a Lost Cosmonaut by Sumatran Black, because what could be scarier than floating in space 70 billion light years from the nearest vehicle or humanoid? Or even alien, because nothing's sadder than being alone, right? So we just heard from a beat maker. That means that he makes beats out of samples of old stuff. It was Spectacular Diagnostics. It's not the coolest sounding name, but it's pretty... pretty nerdy and clever. We heard two tracks back-to-back, Lord of the Marshes and Danny's Nightmare. So, yes, a couple short ones there. And before that piece of music, we heard Gora Gora Kids, which is a band that pretend they're from Gabon in kind of West Central Africa, but the joke's on them, I guess, because I also found out somewhere that they're actually Basque, so from Spain. Basque region of Spain in the north, and they're called Gora Gora Kids. From the album Jakey and Shake was the song Dracula's Wedding, and before that piece of Basque music we heard The Breedling, which is a pretty cool idea. It's inspired by, well, it's a guy from Norwich, UK, named Chris Spalton, goes by The Breedling, and his concept on this album, which is, the album's called Irukandji, is the people called the Ferns, and they're from England, I guess. The untamed ferns were damp, desolate, and dire. Many people throughout history have tried to tame them, but not without resistance. The Breedlings were a tribe of semi-amphibious savages struggling to survive in this dank land, resisting and fighting desperately to preserve their insular, uncompromisingly harsh way of life against the interference of outsiders. They were people apart and proud of it. So that's the influence on this album, making dread, damp, and grim music. You can taste that dampness in the back of your toes. And then the artist says, comes from this land and has been circling the periphery of the music scene for years via his art, design, and video for several notable artists. Anyhow, yeah, The Breedling with the song Asylum, which we heard. It's like some thumping drums and dreadful synths. And before that, something even spookier, My 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 out of Italy, the title track from an album called Remorso. And it was electronic. It was spooky. It was from Bologna. And Maple Death Records out of Bologna as well. And before that, we had a couple short tracks. One by Chicago, a DJ beatmaker who has a penchant for Indian samples, goes by Lap Gan, and the track was Police Police. Different kind of scariness, you know, the police and colonization in India, and a few samples really ripping into the British for how they colonized India and how people were treated. So yeah, Police Police from History of 2023, Lap Gan. And we started that set with a tiny piece of music, but potent. The Fertilized Eggs were the band, and Trick or Treat Smell My Feet from a mixtape of Halloween tunes. And yes, that was that. And next, we're going to hear from a local legend in the hip-hop scene, Mocha Only. And Mocha Only has been making Christmas albums, the Martian Xmas series, since 2005. But he just made his very first Halloween-themed album. And I heard about it from the man himself. I just ran into him out there in the streets. And yeah, he was happy about this album that he made. And he's also already working on his Martian Xmas album for this year. So those who are waiting for it, it is in the works. So yes, this album here, Mocha Only, which is all, well, he's an MC, very accomplished one. But on this, it's all instrumental. So Spooky Beats and Other Treats by Mocha Only. We're going to jump right into it. The song Creepy Candles here. Mocha Only, one of Van City's finest on Wandering Rhythms Radio.
Thank you. sure no more. Power and fear, hate of the peace. A single life impaled for life for all the fear the beast. I'm running, lying, prostrate, lifeless in the reeds. Millions have forfeit ethics just to prove they're weak.